Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to our Wasatch County Mineral Lease hearing. It's December 6th, 6 o'clock p.m. With us, we have myself, Amanda Simpson with Wasatch County Public Works to take minutes, Director of Wasatch County Public Works, Brennan Clough. Via phone, our County Council Board member, Spencer Park, and then Mineral Lease Board members, Kent Berg and Merle Rollins. And then via phone, we have Lauren Provost. Okay, first item on the agenda is a welcome, which we have just went through. Second item is the review of the October 17, 2022 minutes. You have a copy of these in front of you. Lauren, I knew that you were not going to attend in person, so I did send you a PDF copy as requested by email this afternoon. And Spencer, I just sent you one before the meeting. I don't know if you was able to look at that yet.
I didn't see it, but...
You have not seen it yet?
No.
Okay, I will double check to make sure it came to you.
I'm sure it did.
Oh, okay.
I've been out.
Okay. All right, so I don't know if anyone else.
I appreciate you sending that.
You're welcome.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, all in favor, that was unanimous. Next item on the agenda is the update on new purchases. And Brandon, you got an update for us?
Yes, so we ended up getting our message boards. We have them, they are out in the shop right now, and we got our two radar signs. We have not installed them yet. We're gonna probably wait till spring because it is a little froze right now. But if we get some warm weather, we'll get them installed. We'll probably put the first two on 1200 South is what we're thinking first. We did get our small snow plow truck that was approved last time. The plow is on it. We are still waiting for the sander. It's on back order that goes in it. But we do have the truck, and it's very nice. So...
And I was able to get the message boards, and those signs are all under county insurance.
Sure.
So.
Good.
Perfect.
Okay. Is that everything, Brandon?
Yeah,
on
the new stuff.
See, next item is the update on the signature cards. So I've been working with Mark Larson at Zions Bank. I've turned in the resolution of authorization, and he's been working on getting everyone's profile set up. Merle, he did say that he was able to connect with you, so he did talk to you. He says he has signature card ready, he just needs to print it, and then we can go pick it up. And then I have some checks here that need signatures, so any of the individuals that I listed on that resolution can sign these, which was all the board members. Except for Lauren, we don't have your profile set up because he did need to talk to you still. If you wanted to reach out to him.
You know, if you've got enough, I'm not in there enough, but it probably wouldn't be much good to you.
Okay.
If you want to just go ahead with what you got there.
Okay.
No problem.
All right, we will do that then, so we can get these checks signed tonight, if you guys are willing, and I can send them out to the vendors. For these message board signs and a few other things in here. I'll pull it out after the meeting.
Perfect.
Let's see. So the next item would be why we call this hearing, and that's the review of the 2023 mineral lease budget. Ben was not able to attend. He gave it to us last year, so I don't know if you want to go over it, Brandon.
Yeah, I can go over it.
Okay.
Do you have something, Spencer?
No, do we? We need to open it up for public hearing. Is it before or after this item?
Before. Probably before.
Yeah. I'm sure there's probably nobody there, but I know it's a formality we better have in the minutes.
So you would want us, the public, to go over or open it up beforehand?
You have to just say, you know, I want to open this up for public hearing if there is any.
Okay. Yep, absolutely. Okay. There's nobody here, but it is open for public comment.
So our budget is expenses for 23. We have $250,000 in road construction. On our crack seal repair, I didn't budget anything as we were able to buy some leftover from a project at a really discounted rate that we had this year from Pine Canyon, so we've got plenty of crack seal. Our equipment lease fees are $183.5 for all the equipment that we lease. Our professional fees are budgeted at $4,000. Travel and training is budgeted at $2,500. Vehicle maintenance is budgeted at $36,000. Nothing in office supply and equipment. The audit budget number is $5,300. And our liability insurance is at $12,215. Our capital outlay is $410,000. In the capital outlay, we have figured in one regular cab pickup truck with a plow and sander, a 10-wheeler plow and sander, and just one pickup truck, and four more radar speed limit signs, and then some miscellaneous equipment at $20,000. I can go over the budget revenues. Through October of 2022, there was $522,441. CITLA was $787. The PILT was $63,991. And interest earnings of $11,585. 2023 budget, Ben has it here, is $401,000 from mineral lease, $2,000 from CITLA, $72,000 from the PILT, $149,000 from the U.S. Ag funds, and $28,000 in interest and earnings. And contributed from the fund balance is $251,515. For a total of $903,515.
Couple questions, Brent.
Okay.
Did you have an audit expense in there?
Yeah, $5,300.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And what are we insuring for $12,000?
That'd be a question for Ben. I'm not real sure.
Okay.
Is that the liability insurance for the department or just for this district?
I think it's for this district personally, but I don't know the full ins and outs of it, but I can definitely inquire with Ben. Because he had it. Yeah, he had it at $1,800 for through 2022 of October.
That sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah.
It was about
the same. What we do.
It was budgeted the same.
Yeah, it was budgeted the same as last year, and last year was $1,782, and this year it's $1,828, but I don't know why he's budgeting $12,200 for it.
So it looks like, and I may be reading it wrong, but it looks like last year it was budgeted for the same $12,215, but then $1,828 is what was used out of it. Is that what the actual means?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So he budgeted the same.
And the actual is about the same.
But I'll look into it, Loren.
If that's the case, I wonder if we ought to bring that down, spend it somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, appreciate you bringing that up. I'll look into it.
Okay.
If there's no more public hearing, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the budget as presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and that was unanimous. Awesome. Let's see. So next we have the committee's concerns, updates, or issues. I'll just go around the table. Brandon?
I don't have any.
Kent?
I'm with the Lorraine, I think Brandon needs to check into that liability insurance. I can understand why it's so high.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I think we need to look at. And if we can lower it, then we can amend the budget at some point in time and put some money somewhere where Brandon can spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just will buy something like that.
Before the end of the year, whenever you take.
Sounds good.
Okay. Merle?
I don't really have anything. You have never had any problems finding state contracts or things to use when you buy this stuff, so.
No, it's always been good. Pretty good, yeah.
Great. Okay, Lauren?
Yes. You heard mine.
You got yours. Okay, perfect. Spencer?
I don't have anything. I guess condolences for the Public Works Department for the loss of your employee that died yesterday.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Spencer.
I can't believe it.
Okay, and then I do have just a couple of things. So we have that fraud assessment questionnaire that Ben sent us, and I forwarded one to you guys. This was just last year's. So he needs to know if we need to change anything. I don't know if that's something we have to put on a formal agenda before we, but he needs it for this, the end of 2022.
Is it a yearly thing?
Yes. I don't know of anything that would have changed, though.
Yeah, I don't either. I went through it with him, I know, last year, and I don't see anything we would have done that would have changed, and I think he would know, so.
Okay.
It's all pretty basic, yeah.
I'll make a recommendation that we approve it as the auditor send it to us.
Okay.
I'll second it.
And then board training certifications. So that's another yearly thing.
Okay.
So, I could resend you the link if you guys need me to, and then once you get the certifications, if you just email them to me and I'll put them on file, and then if the auditors request them, I'll send them over to Ben. So.
I thought when I did that, they said it was good for 3 years.
I'll have to, I think you did it, but then you couldn't find it to send it to me? Was that what the issue was?
No, I did it all, and I put it down and you took care of it.
Okay, I'll look at it again, too. I think there was a couple.
I mean, it's
of
not
them.
That hard. I can do it. But.
I'll look.
Yeah, and I can find mine.
Okay.
There ought to be a way to recover that, too, with the tax commission.
Yeah, there is. If you know your email that you used, you can recover it. They gave me a link for people that need to recover it, too. So. Okay, I think that's all that I had. So we just need to schedule the next meeting.
Let's do spring.
Is there any reason to have one before March?
I don't believe there is.
Okay. Well, I would pick a Monday or Tuesday in March, then, if you guys are...
Let's say March 20th.
I'll write this down. 20th.
We can have it earlier now, right? Four?
Without the public hearing, I think we can have it whatever is most convenient for everybody.
It's 4 o'clock
I'm good
with you guys.
Okay.
Lorraine, you good with that?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Okay, do I have a motion to set that date?
I'll make a motion we set the next meeting on March the 20th at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
P.M.
And I'll
Brandon still won't be getting up to push snow that
yeah.
in March.
Probably will that one.
Hey, I want to thank everybody on this board. It means a lot to me. The way you helped me out. So.
You do a good job, Brandon. Amanda,
he really is, both of them.
Thank you.
Running smooth, that's what's good about it.
And thanks for the condolences, Spencer. It was one that's kind of going to sting for a little bit.
Yeah, there they do.
I'm sorry, who was it, Brandon?
Tyler Bonner.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, that's like...
You guys have had a tough year.
What's that?
You guys have had a tough year.
Yeah, I'll be glad when 22 is gone for sure.
Yeah.
It's got to turn around. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, does anyone want to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I will adjourn.
Okay. A second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.